a brother of mine, Tom Enright, he played, Dermot Buckley, Junior. They're all gone now. As I said, Kiva, the biggest problem we had was that it was a three-wall alley. All the modern alleys and the ones that qualify to have competitions have to have four walls, or else you can't play. I lost track of it for a number of years, and I lived in Sutton in Bayside, and a friend of mine is a player, and he lived near me. He said, "I should come in." So I did on one day. I went into Park Park, and I was hooked. I must say, I love that game, and I still miss it. I remember the gatherings on Sunday morning after Mass. You know, we all went down there, and all the seniors had the alley. Us had no chance of a game there, you know. So yeah, it was a big event. Yeah, we had to adapt the actual size of it. I don't know if you heard this or not. We had to adapt a grassy area on the side of it and play it there against the sidewall. And there's a problem too. You mentioned of the river, of the ball going in there. In those days, a handball was expensive. You know, it cost quite a bit of money to us then. So if you lost the ball, you had to climb a wall, cross the road, climb down the other road, and run along the bank of the river field, and you hope to find a bit of dead water, and the ball was there. Such great times. I just loved it. And I didn't know how much I missed it until I had to leave it. And so I stopped playing at about 55, I suppose, you know, and I really missed it. Well, you just go down there as a kid and start playing, you know. You just learn the hard way, I suppose, you know. The junior mentioned that it's also a total social gathering of people who didn't play handball, you know. Car shops, cards, and kitchen tasks and stuff like that. There was all other people who didn't play handball that were there as well on Sunday morning. It was a meeting place for people.